Welcome back to the deep dive. So I want to start with a scenario that I guarantee, well, I'm pretty sure every single person listening has experienced this. Probably in like the last 48 hours, you open your inbox, there's an email from HR or maybe from your university if you're a student.
Oh, I know this
The
one.
subject is something earnest, you know, like we want to hear from you. It's a survey link.
The dreaded annual engagement survey or the course evaluation.
Exactly. And you hesitate for a second, you hover over that delete button, and you think, does my feedback actually matter?
Or is it just going straight into a digital black hole?
Yes. We're living in this really weird paradox right now. We are absolutely drowning in data. Companies know more about us than ever, but we are starving for, you know, actual engagement.
It's the classic bottleneck of the information economy, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've perfected the collection of data, we hoard it, we have dashboards, sentiment analysis, all incredibly sophisticated, but we haven't optimized the consumption of it. We are great at listening to data, but just historically terrible at speaking back to the people who gave it to us.
That is the exact friction point we are exploring today. And to do it, we're going to run a bit of a simulation. We're taking two very different players in the tech space.
Companies that might not even be in the same room
Well,
normally.
yeah. And we're mashing them up to see if they can solve this black hole problem.
It's a fascinating pairing because they sit at like completely opposite ends of the pipeline.
Okay, so on one side, we have Explorance. If you work in a big company or in higher ed, you've probably interacted with them and didn't even know it.
They're titans in feedback analytics. They run the Blue platform for surveys, course evals. They have an AI tool called MLY.
And the scale is just,
Yeah.
it's huge. They claim to have heard over 22 million voices,
What's
processed half a billion forms. I mean, they are the definition of data rich.
right. So Explorance is the brain. They're holding all the insights. They know exactly how people feel. But then
Yes.
on the other side, you have the engine.
And that's Auto Content API.
Exactly. This is a newer infrastructure play. They pitch themselves as an industrial engine for content. And the key thing here is they aren't just a chatbot in a browser. They decouple ideation, having the idea, from production.
From actually making the thing.
Yeah. They claim to churn out podcasts, videos, summaries at a scale that, humans literally cannot match.
So the mission today isn't just to review these two companies. We are asking a specific question, a hypothesis. How can Auto Content API's infrastructure solve the communication bottleneck for a data-heavy giant like Explorance?
Can we turn that cold, hard data back into something that actually feels human?
Yeah. And that human part is everything. Because
Yeah.
right now, the process is, I think we can agree, broken.
It is. Which brings us to what we're calling the data-rich, content-poor paradox.
Let's unpack that. Explorance is sitting on a gold mine. Their whole pitch is helping organizations fuel better decision-making.
And grow workplace culture.
Right. But be honest, when was the last time you got excited to read a 50-page PDF report on employee sentiment?
Never. And I analyze this stuff for a living.
Exactly. And neither has the average employee or student.
And that's the whole issue. Explorance generates these incredibly high-value insights. They know why student retention is dropping at a university or why an engineering team is burnt out.
But then what happens?
It gets locked away. In the source material for Auto Content, they talk about this concept of mental availability.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how brilliant your data is if it's trapped in a format that requires a ton of mental effort to consume.
A dense report or a spreadsheet has like zero viral potential inside a company.
It's homework.
It's homework, it's valuable, but it's silent. And that creates this production bottleneck. You have the data, you know you should turn it into a video or a podcast so people actually listen.
But traditionally, that requires a small army. You need a scriptwriter, an audio engineer, a video editor.
And weeks of time. By the time you actually make the video, the data is 3 months old and nobody cares anymore.
Which makes it prohibitively expensive. So companies just default back to the email and the PDF. It's cheap, it's easy, even if it doesn't work.
Okay, so how does Auto Content API change that?
They propose this shift. They call it the transformation engine. The whole philosophy is you don't need to create new ideas. You already have the ideas. They're just trapped.
In your database or your
Yeah,
PDF?
exactly. You just need to transform that raw text into distribution-friendly formats without all the human labor.
Okay, let's get practical. I want to picture this. What does this look like on a Tuesday morning? Explorance has just finished a huge survey with their Blue platform. Thousands of students responded.
Right. And normally the administration gets a dashboard. Maybe they send a results are in email.
With a link that nobody clicks, the standard procedure. So how does this transformation engine change that Tuesday?
Okay, so ideally, you integrate the two. Instead of the process just stopping at the dashboard, that data becomes a trigger. Explorance feeds the executive summary of that survey into auto content.
And then what?
And this leads us to the biggest opportunity. Closing the feedback loop.
Yes.
In the world of HR and surveys, closing the loop, telling people what you did with their feedback, is historically where everyone fails.
Because it's too much effort. You can't write personalized updates for 20 different departments.
Precisely. But AutoContent markets itself as a kind of notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. We've all seen those tools where you upload a PDF and it makes a podcast, right?
Yeah, they're cool, but they're consumer tools. You have to go to a website, drag and drop. It's all very manual.
Right. AutoContent is an API, an application programming interface. It's headless, so it just runs in the background. The moment the Explorant survey closes, the system can automatically generate a two-person dialogue.
Like a podcast episode.
Essentially, yeah. A podcast discussing the findings.
So a university could have a State of the Campus podcast episode just generated automatically at 9 a.m. the day the survey closes.
Yes. And just think about the consumption habits. Audio is the fastest growing segment. Students can listen walking to class, employees on their commute. It changes the dynamic from read this man and slay memo.
Which feels like a chore.
To listen to this update on your way home. Yes. It respects their time.
I have to push back a little bit here, though, because I love the idea of the efficiency, but we have to talk about the quality.
Of course.
If I get an update that sounds like a GPS navigation voice reading a spreadsheet, I'm not just turning it off, I'm insulted. It feels dystopian.
That is a completely valid fear. If the quality isn't there, it does more harm than good. It feels like slop.
Yeah.
But this is where the tech has moved incredibly fast, even just in the last year. AutoContent talks a lot about their voice cloning and multi-speaker dynamics.
What does multi-speaker dynamics actually mean in practice?
It means the voices interact like we are right now. They, you know, they interrupt each other. They use filler words like, or, you know, they vary their pacing. They claim the voices are natural, steady, and believable.
So it's not robotic.
If you're in HR or student affairs, trust is everything. You cannot sound robotic.
Can they clone specific people? Could you hear from the dean, for instance?
They can. And this is what they call the CEO paradox solution in their docs. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, the dean's voice, the CEO's voice. It carries weight.
But the leader has zero time to record 20 different updates.
Exactly. So theoretically, the CEO records a few minutes of audio one time to train the model. You get the sample, you clone the voice, and then the API generates CEO updates based on the Explorance data every single week.
You maintain that human connection, that familiar voice, but at a scale that just wasn't possible before.
It effectively scales the leader's presence.
It scales their charisma. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah, it scales presence.
Okay, let's pivot to the corporate side. Explorance talks a lot about L&D learning and development. They have this solution, Metrics That Matter, or MTM.
Right, and their whole goal is driving continuous improvement in the workforce. This is a huge area for this kind of integration.
How so?
Well, L&D teams are always trying to upskill employees, but creating training materials is so slow and expensive. You have a subject matter expert write a manual, then you hire an instructional designer. Then maybe, if you have the budget, you make a video.
It's a huge bottleneck, and usually the budget runs out after the manual is written.
Correct. AutoContent proposes this idea of a private podcast network for knowledge transfer to solve exactly that problem.
Okay, walk me through a scenario there. Yep. How does that work for a company using Explorance?
So let's say Explorance identifies a skill gap. Maybe the sales team is weak on a new data privacy regulation. Mm-hmm. Usually that means a mandatory seminar that everyone hates, or sending out a PDF manual nobody reads.
The dreaded click next to continue e-learning modules.
Exactly. With this API, you could take that dry technical manual, feed it into the engine, and instantly turn it into an audio course or a study guide podcast series.
But isn't that still expensive? Even automated, there must be a cost.
The cost difference is actually the most disruptive part of this. Saw some numbers that were striking. Human production for a polished podcast costs hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars per asset.
For studio time, editing, talent.
Yeah.
It adds up fast.
Right. AutoContent claims to do it for cents, specifically between 10 cents and 2 euros per podcast, depending on the length.
Wait, 2 euros?
2 euros for a long form asset. 10 cents for a short one.
Okay, that changes the economics completely. That's not just cheaper. It's a different category of spending.
It enables what they call the long tail strategy. Before, you only made content for the big topics, annual compliance, onboarding, because it was so expensive.
You couldn't justify spending $5,000 on a training video for a niche topic only 50 people need.
Exactly. Like how to use this one specific piece of software for the marketing team. The ROI wasn't there, but at 10 cents an asset. You absolutely can.
You can make a guide for everything.
You can generate a specific audio guide for every single policy update, every niche tool. You can just flood the zone with accessible content because the cost barrier is effectively zero.
It moves internal training from the blockbuster movie model to the YouTube model where everything gets covered.
And it ensures accessibility. You're not forcing people to stare at screens. You're giving them the option to learn while they're doing other things.
Speaking of accessibility, we have to talk about the global aspect. Explorance isn't just a U.S. company.
No, they're global. They talk about accessibility without limitations and hearing every voice as core values.
And that's usually where the language barrier just breaks everything in a multinational company.
It does. The HQ sends out results in English. The branch in Brazil or Japan might get a translated email a week later, or maybe never.
And so much nuance is lost in text translation.
Totally. And it doesn't capture tone at all. AutoContent's infrastructure supports over 50 languages. So the workflow here is incredibly powerful. Imagine you do the survey in English. The analysis is done. Then the summary podcast isn't just generated in English. It's simultaneously generated in Spanish, Mandarin, Hindi, Portuguese.
Overnight.
Instantly. And we're not talking about subtitles on a screen. We're talking about synthesized, native-sounding audio.
So the host of the podcast just switches from speaking English to speaking fluent Mandarin.
Yes. This aligns perfectly with Explorance's mission of inclusion. A global HQ can send out culture and feedback results natively to every single office without hiring local content teams.
That is a game changer for culture. It's hard to grow a unified culture if half your workforce feels like they only get the memo a week late.
Precisely. Language is the operating system of culture. If you can automate the translation of that OS, you tighten the feedback loop globally. Everyone's on the same page at the same time.
Okay, I want to shift gears to the visual side. Because as much as I love audio, I'm a visual learner. If you send me a video, I'm at least watching the first 10 seconds.
For sure. And Explorance needs to get people to take these surveys in the first place. That's the perennial struggle. Response rates.
And we all just ignore those generic emails. Dear student, please fill out this form. Delete.
We do. But AutoContent isn't just audio. It handles video, specifically explainer videos and vertical shorts, you know, like TikToks or Reels.
So instead of a text email, the university sends a vertical video.
Yes. The API can take a summary, maybe highlighting why this survey matters or what changes were made last year because of feedback, and generate a 60-second vertical video.
And this uses AI avatars.
Yes, it can. It can feature an AI avatar with perfect lip syncing and subtitles.
Does that actually work, though, or does it feel like a gimmick?
It increases dwell time. It meets the students where they are. If you're trying to reach Gen Z for a course evil, a vertical video is their native format. Text feels archaic. Video feels current.
You also mentioned this feature called newsjacking or real-time reaction loops. I feel like this fits perfectly with that Explorance MLY tool.
Oh, the synergy there is fascinating.
Yeah.
So MLY is their AI voice capture tool. It listens to feedback and analyzes sentiment.
It can detect trends.
Exactly. So let's say MLY picks up a sudden spike in negative sentiment about, let's say, the cafeteria food.
The classic student complaint. The pizza's cold.
Right. In the old world, that data sits in a report until the monthly meeting. By then, the students are furious. In this integrated model, MLY detects the trend, and that detection acts as a trigger.
A trigger for what?
It sends the data to AutoContent API, which creates a reaction loop video, a 60-second video saying, hey, we hear you about the pizza. Here's what we're looking into.
And that goes out immediately.
Within hours of the spike, not weeks later. That's what Explorance means when they say, act quickly on survey results. It transforms feedback from a passive report into an active conversation.
That's incredible responsiveness. But I have to ask the technical question. I'm sure there are IT directors listening who are sweating right now. Is this hard to build?
It sounds complex, but it's built with an API-first philosophy.
Yeah.
It's designed for what they call headless operation.
Meaning it runs in the background.
Yes. No human clicking buttons in a studio. It's designed for developers, but also, and this is key, for no-code tools like Make.com and Zapier.
Oh, so you don't need a team of software engineers to set this up.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
You can set up these workflows logically. When report published in Explorance, trigger auto content, ingest report, publish podcast, it becomes a set and forget infrastructure.
That moves content from a manual craft, like
Yeah.
an artisan making a shoe.
So an industrial engine. That's the metaphor. It allows for hyperscalability. You aren't limited by your comms team's hours. You're limited by server capacity.
And for a company like Explorance that promises to help clients grow, providing this infrastructure is a huge value add. They're not just giving you the data, they're giving you the megaphone.
It closes the gap between insight and action. Explorance provides the insight. Auto content provides the vehicle for action.
So we've looked at the audio revolution, the L&D cost savings, global translation, visual engagement. Feels like this combination really does solve that initial paradox. Drowning in data, starving for engagement.
It does. It turns data into a conversation. And that's critical because we're moving toward what's being called the agentic web.
The agentic web, I feel like I've heard that term, but break it down for us.
It's the idea that the future isn't just humans navigating websites. It's AI agents reading content to answer questions for us.
Like how you use ChatGPT now.
Exactly. By structuring their data into these multimedia formats with clear transcripts and metadata, which auto content does, Explorance ensures that the voice of the student is actually accessible to the AIs of the future.
So if I ask my company's internal chatbot, what's the sentiment on the new vacation policy? Oh, it can actually find the answer in this content.
Exactly. If the content is hidden in a PDF, the AI might miss it. If it's in a structured audio transcript, it's retrievable. It future-proofs the knowledge.
That's a lot to take in, but it makes so much sense. It's about not letting the data just die in a database.
Right. It's about giving data a life after the collection phase.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about. We've talked about how tech can automate all of this, cloning voices, generating videos. It's easy to feel like this is removing the human element.
It's a common fear, yeah.
But here's the question I keep coming back to. If an organization collects your feedback, puts it in a database, but communicates the results in a format you never consume, did they ever really listen to you?
That's the question.
Perhaps automation isn't about removing the human element. Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps automation is the only way to make human connections scalable enough to actually matter in a world this big.
I think that's it. It's using the machine to save the message.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll see you on the next one.